One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the road, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
So I'm going to ask you some questions. For example, if I say the price of a train ticket is $5, right? You should say...
No, it's not.
And it's
it is... Ask train?
Yes.
It's $20.
Something like that. So,
okay.
Okay. So can you take a bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take a bus to New York City.
Perfect. What is the price for bus tickets?
It is $11.
Did you say the price for bus tickets is $15,
right? No, it is $11.
Perfect.
Some English learners may find it hard to understand the difference between cardinal and ordinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are used for counting, such as the 4 in 4 apples. When we talk about dates and the order of the thing, we use ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers have a suffix, usually the, after the number. An example of an ordinal number is the 4th in the 4th of July.
So when we want to count something, should we use cardinal or ordinal numbers?
We should use cardinal numbers.
4 is a cardinal number, right?
No, 4 is a 4th is an ordinal number. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, I can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
I can watch foreign movies at West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, I said in the West Village you can watch foreign movies. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretched from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yeah. It is built on street level.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, it is above 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take subway there. It is a part of Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
So the Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, it is part of Metropolitan Museum.
And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, it is located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
So the American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, it consists of North and South America. No, Rocky Mountains located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two way. One way roads use white line and two way roads use yellow line. A dotted line means that car can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
So a solid line means means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, it is right. The other car cannot cross the other lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyle in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Is what life?
Is wildlife
Yeah.
frequently found in rural areas?
Yeah, wildlife frequently find in rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, agriculture is the main income in rural areas.